I have some really good news for you. The economy is turning around. I know, you've missed it, haven't you? You were waiting for your ears to thaw and you may have missed it. But it's true. I know this, and it should have been, you know, it should have been really on the front page of the paper, and it wasn't. And we know that the economy is turning around because Facebook is going to be worth $50 billion. Wow, it depresses me that you don't understand how good that news that I'm bringing to you now. How do you miss it? Because if Facebook is going to be worth $50 billion, imagine what real shit's going to be worth. You know, the reason we know that Facebook is going to be worth $50 billion, and if China signs on, it could be worth $200 billion. How do we know that? Because the most trusted name in financial institutions, Goldman Sachs, has told us, and they're never wrong. They aren't. They started the tech bubble and they made away like bandits. And then they were deeply involved in that mortgage bubble. And they sold shitty mortgages and realized finally that the mortgages they were selling were so shitty that they would bet against the people that they fucking sold the mortgages to and make even more money. And now they thought, wow, let's go back to the tech bubble again because Americans can't remember the first one because we fucked them with the second one. You know, it's interesting, you know, if Facebook is going to be worth $200 billion, wouldn't you want to have some stock in it? Of course you would. Why wouldn't you? If it were a guarantee, you'd be right there. But you know what? You can't. You fucking can't. I can't either. Only certain people, secret people, people who are very friendly with the folks at Goldman Sachs, who have a key to the elevator. People who are so fucking rich that if I say their name, this will turn into a snuff film. $200 billion. Facebook. $200 billion so that I can read that, well, Janet had a little problem today. You know, she got to work and boy, oh boy, the boss was really angry. And then she had a touch of diarrhea coming on and the Maalox didn't work. And she's not sure if it's something she ate or a stomach virus of some sort. And now she's not going to make it to karaoke and she practiced all week, frowny face, frowny face, frowny face. If it's really going to be worth $200 billion, then I believe that my penis is worth at least $10 million. Yeah, absolutely. Because I can take it out. I can show it to you. It does things. You can touch it. And if I could tie it in a knot, it'd be worth $15 million. And I wouldn't have to do this shit for a living. I'd just take it out, yeah, ta-da! And then, as an encore, I'd put a kazoo in its little mouth and it would play a tune for you. I have to, take a moment to explain something to folks in the audience because I know chances are there's a number of you who don't know what Farmville is. If you didn't know what an application is, Farmville is like, whoo, from another planet. On Facebook, you can actually create your own cartoon farm. How amazing is that? And wouldn't you want to do it given the chance? Cartoon chickens and cartoon geese, and you grow crops, you know, green beans, whatever, tomatoes, whatever you like. Whatever you like. No pot! Don't fucking grow pot! You have a little farm and a little farmhouse and a barn and everything, and it's quite wonderful. And I didn't even know about it until a friend of mine sent me a couple of cartoon ducks. I said, what the fuck is this about? Can I eat them? So people do this because really, everybody's always dreamed of having a fake farm. And I want you to remember to breathe as I make the next statement. There are people who make a living, and I know one, by helping people who have a farm on Farmville. They take care of it because these people don't have time to do it themselves. Makes you rethink farm subsidies, doesn't it? I don't like telling folks what to do with their discretionary income, but occasionally you have to be the adult and say, no! I don't think you know what you're doing here. You're having another human being tend to an imaginary farm. You're having them take care of something that's inside your head.